Back in November, the last time AGDC was in town, the big news was handshake agreements for Asian markets to buy Alaska natural gas. Fritz Krusen has been AGDC's point man for the project. At the recent Kenai Peninsula Industrial Outlook Forum, he said at current market prices, about $8 per million BTU, the project is financially sound and will provide a sizable return for the state.
We started at 8. We have 80 cents per million BTU to ship the stuff to market. We've got, $6.20 to operate and to pay those who lent us money, to pay those of us who provided equity. That leaves $1 per million BTU for the resource owner. And is that good enough? Well, we think so.
Krusen says that pencils out to around $250 million a year back to the state. Other details are starting to come out, too. A reroute of the Kenai Spur Highway is in the final planning stages. Two paths will be considered, one running inside Miller Loop and the other running further to the east and meeting back up at mile 25. Krusen was joined at the forum by Nick Zmoniak. He's the Infrastructure Development Officer for AGDC. He said another competitive advantage for the project is that unlike plans for other pipelines outside, which have faced a lot of opposition, the 800-mile pipeline planned here has a broad range of support, in part because of its promise to access affordable natural gas along the route. He says there's a potential for as much as $1,000 in annual savings for people who could get hooked up to gas coming off the line.
And immediately start asking, where'd that number come from? First, it's a nice round number. I think it's a realistic number. I think it might even be a little bit conservative. In order to properly calculate that, one, we would need to know the price of gas coming from Alaska LNG. We don't know what that'll be in 2025, so it's hard to exactly calculate what that $1,000 number might be. And further, this is kind of a nice number for all of Alaska, for our friends in Fairbanks or other places that don't have natural gas that are burning heating oil. You know, if oil goes back to $100, they could be saving $1,000 a month.
I've heard that quoted many times. I have not seen any backup, and I find that very difficult to believe.
That's former Kenai Borough Chief of Staff Larry Persily. He's been keeping an eye on this project for years, and he's a bit more bearish on it than the AGDC folks. He's not sure about the construction estimates, which are considerably cheaper than potential gas lines in British Columbia, which are also drawing interest from Asian buyers.
I'm looking just at the pipeline alone and saying, gee, your construction estimate shows you can do this for 10 to 20% cheaper than a pipeline to British Columbia coast, which doesn't have Edigan Pass, doesn't have 30 miles under Cook Inlet, doesn't have the construction costs of Alaska. So I question their $6.20.
And there have been grumbles about the ability of the state to finance its quarter share of the $43 billion project. A part of the plan is to make equity shares available, about $10 million worth. Zmoniak calls it an investment opportunity, not just for financial markets or the state, but for native corporations, municipalities, and individual Alaskans.
We'll offer that opportunity to invest to Alaskans first at a preferential terms prior to going out to, you know, Wall Street and third parties to invest on that. And the idea being those Alaskans will have first shot at it, and once third parties come in and we get kind of a more true market value of what this project's worth, you'll get that immediate value uplift.
Persily says that more local investment on the front end is important for really getting the wheels rolling.
Even before you spend $40 billion to build it, you're going to need a couple billion just to do final drawings, to do site preparations, to move the Kenai Spur Highway, to do some preliminary orders. You're going to need some cash before the big loans start coming in.
The state corporation has a rosy outlook, to be sure, but until the ink is on the paper, there are no guarantees. AGDC will be in Nikiski for another community meeting in February. By then, they'll have submitted another round of paperwork to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and could have a better idea of a timeline for the next steps. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.